Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, perhaps I'm naive, but by now I really did hope that there'd have been some last-minute breakthrough ending to the BMA's battle with the government. It's not really just a doctor's strike anymore, is it? Now it's all about politics. No one seems to want to point out that whilst it is true the huge majority of BMA members voted for a strike, the actuality is, in total, more than half of all junior doctors have not. If my inbox is anything to go by, there are rank and file strikers that are starting to worry. And one correspondent put it, and I quote his email, "I can't say anything because I have to work with people who've been on strike when this is all over." It's an important point, a legacy issue that will need attending to. Now, a row has broken out about derogations, the permissions that a striking union gives to its members to return to work. Derogation arrangements work sensibly with nurses and paramedics. The BMA, however, require hospital managers to apply on a form for help. Now, I think I'm right in saying over 20 applications have been refused by the union's hierarchy, and the BMA has implied, and I linked to a letter in this morning's email, that hospital managers are in some way in cahoots with the government, asking for unnecessary derogations to make the situation seem worse than it is. Now, I spoke with one trust boss on assurance of their anonymity, who pointed out a derogation application is instigated by the clinicians working at the sharp end in the trust, not managers, so don't shoot the messenger. At the time of writing, the BMA have made a big thing of granting one derogation. It's on Twitter and I linked to it this morning, and they've said, "We've granted a derogation for one junior doctor for the neonatal unit at University Hospital Lewisham for the day shift on the 5th of January. Our priority is patient safety." Well, you can make of that what you will. If you think the NHS is being run from a back room at BMA headquarters, you're probably right. In this time of great uncertainty, there is one thing I am absolutely certain about: the resolve of the doctors running the strikes. Do not underestimate them. Is there any way of getting to a resolution? Well, look, the BMA want a 35% restoration based on claims that pay has fallen by about 26% in real terms since 2008-09. Now, that is true, and restoration would mean a 35% rise. They've used the Retail Price Index, RPI, as a measure of inflation. Now, that's a yardstick criticised by some economists. Using the Consumer Price Index, CPI, as a measure of inflation, doctors have experienced a roughly 14% fall since 2010. Well, both measures, to be honest, have their critics, but it seems to me there might be some wriggle room. Another is timing. A 3-year deal seems doable, but not without problems. There's a 12%-ish settlement on offer for the junior doctors, well above the nurses' 5% and the consultants' unfathomable 4.95 complicated deal. Now, this has already stirred up the nurses, and anything higher will for sure reignite calls for industrial action and the possibility of coordinated strikes with the junior doctors all on the same days. The BMA have no reason to believe an incoming Labour government would honour a deal. I mean, after all, Starmer won't tell us diddly squat about the cost of a parking ticket, never mind how he'd end the strikes. So that leaves us with three issues: the moral and ethical dilemma of medics striking, number two, finding out just how elastic is public tolerance for strikes, and number three, the government's risk appetite. The answer? Well, Minnesota University, and I linked to this morning in the e-letter. Minnesota University, they have what they call their RIGHT method, R-I-G-H-T, standing for something, is a mnemonic. the right method of unpacking and unpicking ethical dilemma. Recognize this is more than a strike. It is an ethical dilemma for the government, whose job it is to keep the nation safe, and doctors, whose job it is to do no harm. Now, both sides are culpable. Understand, the NHS is a safety critical industry and should be run like one. That kind of changes perspectives. The second one. Identify points of view. The docs are right to claim they've been neglected by their dozy union and exploited by successive governments. The government have legacy problems with the economy and inflation. We have to create much better industrial relations mechanisms for both sides as part of this deal. G. Gather resources and assistance. The government should step away and hand the problem to ACAS. They are neutral and good at this kind of thing. H. Have a plan as part of the solution. Step changes, improvements to the working lives of doctors, rota flexibility, debt forgiveness, hot food, car parking, the whole package, right across the NHS. T. Take action based on ethical standards. Strikes in the health sector are not ethical. Neither is bullying industrial relations. Implementation of a deal means identifying success indicators along the way. And can we agree that patients have the most to lose, but the least influence? And further agree, this never happens again. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and hope you have a good week. Bye-bye.